Once we have built the tonality of life within us, through the text, through investigating, through exercising, through flowing by building our consciousness, looking down at the various attributes of the sevenfold life, once we have built that tone, and that tone just rings within us and has moved us to the point where the consciousness of life is the consciousness of our life. At that point, as life reveals itself as us, to us, a different type of flowing ensues. A type of flowing in which we get very, very still within ourselves, absolutely blocking out the chatter of mortal mind, the chatter of our feelings, the chatter of our senses, physical senses. A point at which we are really one with being, in this instance, one with life. At that point, life can speak to us. The word of life come alive within us. And that's the kind of flowing that I love to do the best. That's the kind of flowing that just absolutely changes one's being. The type of flowing where you're going right out from life, seeing life the way it sees life, seeing existence the way it sees existence, letting it flow the way in which it lives to you, as you. And it's that kind of flowing that we're going to do right now. I will get very quiet for a moment, and I will listen within deeply, and one of these place values of life will start to sound within me. Whatever it is that life wishes to focus on at this moment, it will sound it within my being. And I am simply going to voice the sound of that particular aspect of life and say whatever it is impelling me to say. And when that flow is completed, we will give another type of flow, an example by which the counterfeit of a particular aspect of life is coming forth into our being and experience and is demanding that we see the truth. And thereby, we will let that surface and then go to the positive aspect and handle that counterfeit claim. And that will give you two very practical examples of what it is to let life reveal itself to you, to let it transform by bringing to the surface the counterfeit claim and then releasing it, dissolving it into nothingness. Okay, so forgive me for a moment. I'll be very quiet and see which aspect of life it wishes to focus on right now. Life is conscious. Life is fully, completely conscious of itself. Conscious of the new that it brings forth. Conscious of its divinity, of the ideal state that it exemplifies from eternity to eternity. Thereby, all that expresses life is conscious, is alert and awake to that which life is and that which it is doing, the way in which it is expressing, the way in which it exists. The entirety of the being of life, the entirety of the expression of life, is conscious of the ideal state in which it lives. Conscious of life's ideal, able to transit from one ideal state to another without any resistance whatsoever, because it is so very holistic in its consciousness of that which life is and that which life is doing, and thereby all that we are is in this ideal state of life. All that we are is deeply, completely conscious of that which life is doing as it progresses, as it mutates, as it transforms from one ideal state to another. It is transforming us from one ideal state to another. It is transforming that which I am from one ideal state to another. And it is in full, absolute, complete control of that transformation of my life, of our life, of all life. It is the only thing that is in control of the transformations of life. And we can rejoice in that, and we do rejoice in that. For it is our life. The divinity of life is the divinity of our life. It is the divinity of all life. It is telling us deeply and completely that our life is divine. And it has never been otherwise. It has never believed that it has fallen asleep. It has never believed that it succumbed to an unwhole sense of life. It has never believed that it has lost any part of the consciousness of life, and thereby its experience has been limited in some degree. No, no, no. Life is wholly and fully and completely conscious, and thereby all that we are, all that expresses life, is wholly, completely, fully conscious of its divinity, of its ideal state. And from that standard, it cannot fall. It has never fallen. The dream that it has fallen is only a dream, and it is not true, and it is automatically expelled by the truth of life, by the fact that life is totally and fully conscious of itself, conscious of its ideal state, conscious of the standard that it holds from which it can never fall, and from which that which we are can never, ever, ever fall. And we never have, and we cannot, and we don't, and we won't. And that's that. Never, ever, ever have we fallen into the dream of mortality, needing to awaken from the dream of mortality. No. That which we are is right now existing in an ideal state, an ideal state of the consciousness of its very being, the consciousness of its life. And that is determining our experience. And it is determining our experience in a way that absolutely nullifies the possibility of any counterfeit sense of life. Nullifies the possibility of sleep, of dream, of disease, of any unwhole sense of life. We are absolutely, totally, fully conscious of life. Right here, right now. Life's consciousness of life is our consciousness of life, and there is no other consciousness of life. Not now, not ever. And at that point, I find myself with a sense of peace and a deep sense that the consciousness of life is stirring within me, and that that which life has been revealing in the truth of itself is resonating within my being and controlling the outcome of my existence. And I'm at peace, and I feel complete, and I don't feel that I need to flow any longer, at least at this instant, with regard, in this case, to the truth of life, the consciousness of life. But let's say that in our experience, whether it's in our individual experience, our collective experience, in the experience of someone we know, in the experience of the world, the information that comes to us via the media, be it newspaper, magazine, television, film, whatever, a counterfeit of one of these qualities of life just seems to be resounding. For example, let's say that there seems to be a great deal of confusion around us, a lot of static in the atmosphere, a lot of noise. We feel within ourselves or within our collective surroundings that everything is just, noisy, and that nothing is at a point of stillness, and because it isn't at a point of stillness, it's having great difficulty focusing, and because it's out of focus, it's picking up all kinds of warps and distortions, it's definitely picking up time, it's definitely resounding all those memory factors that are in the morphic field, it's definitely giving us soundings of former periods of history, of what we would consider a tribal sense of life, or a 4,000-year period of sense of life where there's a principled sense of life, but not truly that fluid sense of life that is our life. Anyway, we're hearing a lot of confusion and a lot of static, and within the field that we are observing, there seems to be a lot of memory recordings that are just bleeping to us continually. And because they're bleeping to us so continually, it feels like we're getting signals from everywhere, and it feels like we're being confused. It feels like we're being dragged off the focal point of optimum receptivity. And because we're inadvertently being dragged off the focal point of optimum receptivity, we have fallen into a sense of time, and our life seems to be caught up in either the past or the future, and it seems to be evidencing the past or the future, evidencing in the past that we're reliving those recordings from the past, even from our own personal past, reliving something somebody said yesterday, reliving something that happened a week ago or 2 weeks ago or a month ago or a year ago, but that we're stuck in some way. We've got some kind of cord going from us to some past event that is holding us to some degree in the past and keeping us from living directly, completely in the now. Or for some reason we're so goal-oriented, we're so projected into the future that all we can see is the future, and we're cheating ourselves out of the now. And the fact of the matter is, if we're too goal-oriented, that again, we have our eyes so completely on the goal and not in the now, and therefore we are not appreciating the now and getting the richness of the now. And when we finally reach the goal, it has very little richness for us because it didn't come from life itself. It wasn't something that was being revealed from life itself. It was something that we, through our intellect or our dream state, had cooked up and thereby were focusing on. And that's why it hasn't, or it doesn't, bring a sense of completion. So anyway, that's kind of a long-winded way of giving you a lot of these counterfeits that come up from life. And if those counterfeits were coming up in my experience, and if I was experiencing a lot of static in my life, or this sense of time in my life, or any kind of dualistic sense of my life, if I'm handling the birth of life or the development of life, I would automatically understand that these are the counterfeits of life. And I would understand that they're the counterfeits of the spirit of life. And so that's what seems to be coming out right now. I can hear within myself all this static, all this confusion, all this voice from here and voice from there, and advice from here and advice from there, and report of this and report of that. And everything is in a state of chaos and confusion with regard to the outcome of life. And I say, no, 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 no. Now look. I know from what I know about the spirit of life that it's really the spirit of life here impelling me to be still, impelling me to come into focus, impelling me to let spirit alone have voice in my life, to let the materialistic sense of life drop away. To let the dualistic sense of life drop away, to let the time sense of life drop away. And the only way I can do that is not to wish for it or want it to happen so much as to go ahead and make the shift into the science of life. And I don't mean to confuse you by using the term science, but into that perspective in this instance with the spirit of life, to go out from the spirit of life, thereby to let life itself in its spirit aspect keep me still. Thereby, I would start out by praying that the spirit of life bring me into focus, and by understanding that as it is bringing me into focus, everything that it is not part of itself is falling away from me, absolutely dissolving in the crystal clear focus of life. All the turbulence, all the static is dissolving. And I begin to feel that pure essence of life. I begin to feel that pristine nature of life, that deeply implicate place in life, that place that says there's not two lives, there's only one place from which life is issuing forth, and it's an implicate order of life. It isn't an explicate order of life, an external reality of life. No, there's only the implicate order and reality of life, and from that implicate order everything in my life flows and everything is stemming, and therefore life is flowing as me. It is expressing its nature as me. It is giving me the fluidity of my being. It is enabling me to focus purely and accurately and clearly. It is enabling me to experience life in and of the now. It is enabling all of us to come forth from life and to live in the pure, timeless essence of life. In the midst of what appears to be this counterfeit claim of life, this confusion, this static about life, this turbulence about life, this very turbulent condition of life, in the midst of that, life itself is revealing the purity and the reality of its being. Thereby, I do not have to experience alternate realities of life. I do not have to engage in alternate realities of life. I can let go and let life bring me into its reality. life's reality is my reality. The reality of its life is the reality of my life. It is the reality of our life. It is the reality of all life. And there really isn't any other real life. Any other experience of life is not real. It's just a conception of life that is off the focal point of optimum receptivity. It is just the belief that we could be off that focal point and receive multiple transmissions or arguable transmissions of life. But no, life is transmuting its being as it is and giving only one transmission. And that transmission is real. And that reality of life is the reality of our life. And it is the reality we are responding to right here, right now. It is the reality that I know within my being, that flows within my being, the reality that I can sense within my being, the reality that operates my being, that lives my being, that absolutely calculates my being, that gives evidence of the true spirituality of my being. And that is the point here, that life is spirit, is always informing us on a very deep level that our life is spiritual. It is not material. It is spiritual. It always has been. It always will be spiritual. And even though it may appear as if we are living in a materialistic, dualistic, material existence, it isn't really so, that we have a spiritual life, not two lives, not a spiritual life and a material life, that right here, right now, in the true reality of our life, we are spiritual, and our life is spiritual, and our existence is spiritual, our being is spiritual, and that everything we see in life is spiritual. And if we are seeing it as matter, and if we are observing it as dualistic, and if we are observing the static of it, the misfocus of it, the distortions of it, all we need to do is drop that perspective. Come out from the spirit of life and let that spirit of life pull us into focus until we just are living in the reality of our spiritual existence, even walking the earth in that way. There was a wonderful poem that Mrs. Eddy loved, and unfortunately I can't recall who wrote it, but in that poem it said, to walk transparent like some holy thing. And that is truly what life is spirit wishes for us. We can walk transparent like some holy thing. We can walk in what appears to be these shoes, in what appears to be this earth, transparent like some holy thing. Because in truth, the earth is not material either. It too is transparent. It too is holy. It too is spiritual. Thereby, we are that. And we don't have to so-called ascend to be that, though we ascend every time we come out from the perspective of being, every time it flows us, every time it alters our consciousness, and it absolutely transforms our being, every time it takes the false sense of our life and absolutely transfigures it into the true sense of that which it is. Every instant it's doing that, we are automatically ascending. And we can be ascending in these shoes that we're wearing. We don't have to make some gigantic transition that we would call mutation or ascension or whatever. We are doing that. We are putting on our immortality. And as I say that, you can hear that I've made a natural transition from life as spirit into life as soul. That it is saying that we can, because life is soul, we can evidence the immortality of our being. Because it is immortal, we are immortal. And though I didn't really mean to go into a third place value, it kind of took me there. So, anyway, that gave you two examples. One proceeding forth from the strictly positive perspective, one in which I come out from that characteristic of life, in this instance, the truth of life, let it bring up the counterfeit proposal and let it handle and transform that counterfeit proposal until it dissolves it to nothing in my consciousness. And the second example, going off of that which appears to be either happening in my individual existence or in the collective existence around me, in this instance, handling the static and the confusion and the dualistic or materialistic reality of life, thereby realizing, because that has come to the fore, that I must not only desire and wish and want to go out from the spirit of life, but truly to make that paradigm jump, to come out from the spirit of life, to let the spirit of life reveal itself to me through its flow. And it does that in a different way absolutely every time I flow. I cannot tell you how many times the spirit of life has been flowed within my being. And each time it has been new, and each time it has revealed itself in a brand new way to me. And if I were to do it again on this tape right this instant, it would be brand new. I know it would. The same characteristics would be there. Possibly the same counterfeit characteristics would come up to be handled. But believe me, the flow itself that comes from the spirit of life would be a brand new flow. It would be probably in a slightly different order. It would handle a different aspect of the counterfeit. I don't know, but it would be new. And that is absolutely how it goes. So I invite you to utilize this booklet fully and to utilize these exercises and to utilize this method of flowing. Once you've built that tone within you, and that tone is strong enough to the point that it is your consciousness, it is possible, and I would invite you and implore you to do what I've just done, and let the characteristics of life flow you. Let them live as you, because it is just a miraculous and wonderful experience, and nothing takes the place of it.